You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
February upon us, spring training right around the corner. Time to talk some A's baseball. I'm Dave Raymond with Jane Lee of Athletics.com. Jane, it's kind of like the calm before the storm now, right? I mean, the offseason has been busy. But it's just sort of that time of year where we just, I don't know, it seems like we sit back and we wait for this last week or so to pass.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, you look around the league, and even though there's quite a few players left on the board, I feel like most teams, you know, their rosters have really taken shape to, you know, how they want them to be, you know, going into spring training. So it really is just now, you know, you're seeing a sprinkling of some minor league signings, some minor moves, but nothing really big. And it seems, you know, as far as the A's camp goes, that, you know, they're pretty set with their roster going into camp, aside from, you know, maybe another minor move or two themselves.
Well, with that being said, then, you know, it seems like a good time to evaluate this roster and all the important factors that maybe don't, you know, aren't so obvious on the stat sheet. Like, as an example, who in this group might be the first to get ejected from a game this year?
Starting with the hard-hitting one. you know what? It's pretty natural. I think when you think of ejections, you think of the emotional, maybe temperamental guys on the team. And the first one that comes to mind is probably Danny Valencia. Very emotional player. You know, and of course that can be a good thing, and sometimes maybe not so much. I believe he has been ejected in the past, so it wouldn't be the first time. But looking, you know, at the roster, a lot of young, even keel guys on the team. And Danny has been around a while, and I would probably put say he would be the first to be ejected.
Okay. All right. So other end of that spectrum then, Jane. The most lighthearted, if you will, the least likely to take himself too seriously, the guy who might walk up to the plate to Justin Bieber.
you know, there's quite a few guys on the team that might do that, but I would say that, I mean, the obvious answer is Josh Reddick, just because, you know, he's been known for having some goofy walk-up music in the past. He's used Careless Whisper from time to time. So I would probably say him, and if not him, maybe during interleague play, one of those young pitchers. I could maybe see them doing that too.
Interesting. Now you say a lot of guys. Are there a handful of others? I was thinking, I don't know.
I would say it's such a young clubhouse, and they do like to have fun. They're a little goofy. I don't know that I would put it past Jesse Hahn or Kendall Graveman, maybe even Sonny. He tends to be kind of quietly goofy. I know, you know, maybe he's seen by some fans as kind of quiet and shy, but Sonny's actually one of the goofiest people in that clubhouse. And although I think he likes his classic music too, and I think that's what he used last year, I don't know that he would be against using Justin Bieber.
Okay. All right. I was even wondering, like, Stephen Vogt, somebody like that. I mean, he's a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that he, you know what, he is, I wouldn't put it past him either, but I think he's maybe past that stage in his life and his career. He's a little older.
Okay. All right, so let's go, you know, off the bench. And so many teams now use players so well, right? They go deep onto the bench every day. But who's the guy who we figure to pretty much start on the bench who might emerge, might take that everyday starting job in a lineup at some point? Who would be the first to do that?
Yeah, I would say the guy that comes to mind immediately is Jake Smolinski. We saw him a little bit last year, flash some power, and he's always been a guy considered around baseball, just kind of, you know, ready to break out. And I think he could do that with the A's. You know, the A's are have been known in the past to find those hidden treasures. You know, they did it with Brandon Moss. I could see something similar happening with Smolenski, or another guy that profiles in the same way is Andrew Lambeau, and both guys will get a chance to win a spot, as a backup outfielder coming out of camp, and then one's probably going to start in AAA. I see Smolenski having the upper hand just because the A's have already seen him a little bit more. They know what he's capable of, and although I don't see maybe an everyday role for him just because the A's don't even hand out a lot of those. They have so many platoons working, especially in left field where Smolenski would play. If something were to happen to Reddick in right field, I could see him being a fill-in option. So I would definitely say him. They like his hitting abilities, the power potential that's there. So I think they're gonna try to give him a shot here in camp.
Okay. All right. Now, I like that. It's always a fun angle to think about that guy who might emerge, guy might turn some heads, that sort of thing. And now I'm going to ask you to be sort of a grim reaper. And in fairness, everyone can acknowledge that the A's and 29 other teams aren't going to go the full season with a five-man rotation and only those five guys. There are going to be some changes to the rotation. Who's the first to lose a spot in the A's rotation?
It's a little difficult to say with the A's just because we don't even know who's going to make the rotation behind Sonny. Rich Hill, of course, will probably be in there right behind Sonny. They like that veteran presence. And, there's so many young guys that are going to be filling in those final three spots. So I could see a lot of movement in the back end of the rotation. But I'm going to be specific, I'll probably have to go with Rich Hill. He's a guy, I think everyone wants to root for, has just a great story. Spent part of last year in independent ball, signed late in the season with Boston, and only made four starts and ended up making $6 million with the A's this year. Then now those four starts, he was incredible. And the A's have always put a lot of emphasis on how guys finish the season. They're hopeful that he can, last a full season in the rotation, but he hasn't started regularly since 2009. So, he's also 35. Now he has the experience, but I don't know that I see him going the distance, and I don't know if he loses his spot because of injury. Now we hope not, or because of performance, but I will be the Grim Reaper and say probably him. Thank you for that.
Well, I mean, that's thanks. I'm sorry to even put you in that position. I guess I should ask you that question. Supposed to pretend I didn't. Here you go. You can make up for it, though, with, who would be the most likely, and I think this is probably a pretty straightforward answer for you, to throw a no-hitter or a perfect game on the staff?
Yeah, I think I'd be crazy not to say Sonny. He's come so close so many times. I remember, last year it was opening day and he took a no-hitter into the eighth inning against the Rangers. And, we're all sitting there thinking, at least, give us some time to ease into the season before watching one of these. And the Rangers ended up getting hit in the eighth, but he's come that close several times, not just last year, but the year before. Every time he does, everyone says, it's only a matter of time. And I really believe that to be true. I'd be shocked if he makes it through his entire career without throwing one.
Yeah. Who's the highlight reel guy? Must see. MLB.com. Get those highlights in our inbox. Who's going to be on that reel more than most?
Yeah, I'd have to say Billy Burns. He kind of was a pleasant surprise last year, emerging from AAA at the beginning of the season and then staying on the roster the rest of the way. And, I mean, he can play center field really well, come up with all those highlight plays. You know, he doesn't have a great arm out there, but he makes up for it, like getting to the ball quickly, making just fantastic catches. I think he was on, a lot of those must-sees probably dozens of times last year. And I think we all became so accustomed to it that when he did it, it was like, oh, you know, here we go again. But and he would do it, you know, not just, you know, one time a game, but maybe come up with multiple highlight reel catches in a single game. And, you know, you never really tire of seeing it. And I think it'll be interesting to see what he can do in his second year with a full season under his belt, no longer a rookie. And I think he'll still be the same, you know, exciting player, you know, both at the plate and especially in the outfield.
Yeah. Well, listen, Jane, you've survived another weekly podcast, and now you can take the rest of this week and make sure that the tune-up's in place on the station wagon, print out your road map, and get plenty of rest of that long drive down to Mesa, which is just around the corner for you.
All right, sounds good.
All right, there she goes, Jane Lee, MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.